It's being Cassidy, who was here last week. Okay, so that's that for now. Next up, we have some Anderson .Paak. And then we'll be back to talk and do a PSA and, you know, all that fun stuff that we usually do. Anything else to say? Anything especially interesting?
No.
Okay, sorry my guests are awful, listeners. Just kidding, just kidding. They're wonderful. I'm going to play music now because no one needs to hear me talk.
Careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in the trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance.
I remember being tumbled around and not being able to get to the surface where the air was.
With Sylvan Esso on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Haley on Almost Friday with many special guests. Say hello, special guests.
Hello.
Hello.
I didn't put your mic on because I didn't say you didn't want to talk, so you have to share. Before that was Anderson .Paak with Heart Descent Chance from Malibu. Both those, What Now by Sylvan Esso and Malibu by Anderson .Paak, are both really good albums. Highly recommend. Malibu came out when? Do you remember?
January 2016.
So, not that new. But so Sylvan Esso came out like last month. So, it's pretty new. Cassidy.
What? Sorry.
We're paying attention.
I know.
We
were talking about Anderson .Paak in the car yesterday. Mateo was like, I think Bruno Mars is stealing a lot of what Anderson .Paak is doing. And then Chan was like, no. It was a conversation.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
Happy for you. Teddy, do you have a PSA to read for us?
Yes, I do. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
That's us. We care about bears and you.
For the record, the PSA thing says no kill on it, which is circled and says, tell that to the bears. So, we if have, you see a bear, tell have, them not to kill you.
That will work just as well as that tip we just got. I am sure. Thank you, Teddy.
You're very welcome.
Is there anything else you want to say before I play more music?
I've never seen a bear in person, other than in the zoo, which doesn't really count.
So in my like very densely populated suburban town once, there was actually a bear that got stuck in a tree.
Aww, that's
and
so
it was
sad.
Like right by the high school. It was just like hanging up.
What happened to it?
The like animal control tranquilized it and it fell out of the tree and they took it off to the, you know, wherever bears go.
The bear farm.
Farm upstate.
That is so sad. I've never seen one either, even though I live in the middle of nowhere. I've seen pictures of them, like, on my high school campus.
Wow.
Like, no, like,
I've
like
seen pictures of bears, like, too.
The faculty members sent to the email list being like, hey guys, watch out, there's a bear on campus. We're like, okay, that's fine. But I never actually saw one.
Eric, her favorite question is Smokey the Bear a Republican?
What do you think?
I think he...
It's fine if he is, but I just want just to say that.
Because he cares so much about the forest that you're like, no, but like his whole look is just so, okay, I don't know. My vote is no, but some people say yes.
That's a very good, thought-provoking question there.
Okay, we're going to play some more music, because this is...
That's what people came for, not is Smokey the Bear Republican discussion.
If anyone is listening has any thoughts on that question, feel yes, free to call in or message me, preferably, because I hate answering the phone.
You should definitely call
in. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Nicholas Harris, who is listening to WFO right now. He really appreciated Teddy's PSA. And otherwise, yeah, that's it. Okay, here we go. Here is some Feist. Are you excited, Cassidy?
I love Feist.
She loves
Feist. My 12-year-old self is so happy.
Right.
It is 2:26 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley, and this is Almost Friday with my guests, Cassidy, Alex, and Teddy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We have two shout-outs at a minimum. Any more? Do you have anything else you want to say? Okay. Shout-out to Fred. Thank you for listening. And I did not see your photo until after we hung up last time. So thank you for listening. Fred listens every week. And
Mateo.
To Mateo. Thanks for listening, Mateo. Mateo is our third housemate.
Fourth housemate.
I didn't count myself.
Future housemate.
I forgot.
Yes, you.
He said it, him.
John's also trying to listen. But he said, link, please. Go to Haley's Facebook.
I'm confused why it's hard to find the link, but it's WMFO.org if anyone is trying to find it still, but you're probably not because you're listening. Haha. Anyway, so yeah. And also another thing I wanted to say is I had a friend of ours requested a song, and I hate to be anti-freeform, but I don't really take song requests because I really like to have a certain playlist because I'm controlling in that manner. Though, shout out to the Breakfast Boys for being an excellent band.
The best amateur comedy rap group that there really is.
Yes, they're quite wonderful, but not exactly the style of my music that I'm playing on this show today.
Because she's lame.
Because I'm lame, that's
sorry,
why.
Sorry, Nick.
Okay, anything else anyone want to say? Any
did
thoughts?
Anyone else think about Smokey the Bear some more?
Oh, Fred submitted his idea, which was that Smokey the Bear is a Republican. That's all we got. So, which is a lot. It's a really wonderful observation. Thanks, Fred. But no other thoughts besides that.
We'll have to do a comparative analysis.
I'm surprised.
Call in and tell us.
Earlier, Teddy decided to call in from inside the studio. He thought it was hilarious, and no one else did.
It was hilarious.
It was fine. Mateo says that Smokey is a libertarian.
Ooh, wow. Yes, that's the right answer.
Thank you, Mateo.
Like, what's like a Republican, but they're like, they like the woods.
Okay, do you have a... a submission?
So is Smokey the Bear Rand Paul?
I'm still pondering.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
Okay. Next up,
John wants you to play All-Star by Smash Mouth.
I was going to wait until the commercial break, or the song break.
So though I appreciate his idea, I do not like to do submissions, unless it's someone from who calls from the outside, who is not someone who I know is who wants to bother me. I will maybe play one of their requests, because freeform, but since I know you're all just trying to mess with me, I refuse. Okay, next up is this song called The Loser. It's about Teddy.
Myself, paranoid as hell, there's nothing I can do. Yesterday's tomorrow, my dreams are never true, but somehow I'll keep on loving you. Emotions are attached, 'cause something happened that no one can help. I broke out of my shell just to find that I don't belong. I broke out of my shell just to find that I'm living by myself. Paranoid as hell, there's nothing I can do, but somehow I keep on loving you. Thank you.
We're playing in the background.
Wow.
I got
so nice.
3 requests for Smash Mouth. And this means I hate John a little more. John is Cassie's boyfriend who's been being mean to me this whole show.
Well,
you deserved it.
Am I not playing the song right now? Thanks, everybody.
He goes, yes!
Okay, so the past 3 songs have been, or 4, I suppose. I guess I haven't said them in a while. So we're going way back to Feist. Was Feist, How Come You Never Go There, the Beck remix. Nisha and Sen Scene was The Fan. Cheapest Flight by Prep. The Loser by about Teddy, by Zach Frosch. And Phony People with Somehow, with a period at the end. Somehow. And currently, it is Smash Mouth with All Star. So, any other things to say, people? Oh, thanks to Cody for listening, if you're still listening. And that's everyone who I know is listening. Anyone who's in your car right now, thanks for listening.
It's too hot outside. Really hot take.
Let's talk about the weather.
Haley got a really bad sunburn.
Oh, I did get a really bad sunburn at the beach yesterday. Didn't put any sunscreen on my legs, so I have a very red backside. It is very, very painful to sit, so...
So, really, it's a privilege that you're even here right now. I mean, you know,
yes.
We're being honored.
Indeed. Yeah, it's really painful. But it'll be fine. Also, my fault for not wearing sunscreen. Hey, kids, PSA, wear sunscreen if you go outside because it's dangerous.
Also, it repels bears.
It also repels bears. I don't think that's
beach
true.
Beach bears.
Aw.
Those would be fun.
Would that be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could go swimming.
Now, are beach bears Republicans?
They could.
That's the question. New question to all our listeners. Call in.
They definitely came to the shore for the summer in their shore house.
Which shore?
It depends on what kind of bears. I don't know.
So I thought we can't just put all bears in a box.
Most people who come to the shore are Republican.
We're also talking specifically about beach bears, not about all
beach bears.
But yeah, there could be a variety of beach bears.
I want them to be sandy colored, like how polar bears are white and other bears are brown. This is, yeah. I hope kids are listening.
If you want to learn about bears, you know where to go. WMFO, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 2:38 p.m. You're listening to Almost Friday.
You can't say that I'm going nowhere, 'cause you don't know where I'm going.
It's on. Here we go. Look at that. We have another guest who just arrived. Hunter, say hi.
Hello.
Hunter is here.
This is DJ G Markey.
He's back
in the station after a long hiatus. I can quite positively assure you that I have been up to absolutely no good in my absence.
How long have you been gone?
I didn't do my show Tuesday, unfortunately. But
it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Hoping
to do one last sign-off run.
Hunter is graduating. Hunter is my co-general manager until this week.
Yes.
So.
And now you are alone.
I am not alone. I have a new one. But I am also kind of alone. Because I am now the most senior person in the station. Which is sad.
Wait, are you the only senior?
I'm the most senior. Because the other two are only 1 year board members, and I'm a three year board member.
Good point.
So, I now know the most on the exec board, which is terrifying given how little I know. It'll be fine. Anyway, so Hunter, during our show, we've been talking about bears a lot.
This is the bear hour.
Bears, it's become the bear hour.
Did you read the bear PSA?
We did read the bear PSA. That's part of the bear that kickstarted the bear hour.
Good.
We were discussing Smokey the Bear's political leanings.
We have one more thought on Smokey the Bear.
Was he a Republican? Then someone said he's probably a Libertarian, and then...
So Nick thinks that Smokey the Bear is, quote, a self-described Leninist, even though he is more closely aligned with the alt-right, much like Steve Bannon.
See, I would say that, honestly, I associate Smokey the Bear most with being a fascist. I mean, you have to understand, this man is putting forward an absolutely rigid doctrine. You know, only you can prevent forest fires. I mean, again, shifting the blame off the government onto the people, you know, putting them under the government. I don't know. Maybe we need to get socialist alternative radio.
Is this just an individualist? Because the individualism does come with the Republican Party.
I just
want
to give a shout out to the person who suggested this question to begin with, Eric. Is Smokey the Bear a Republican? Oh, the floor is open.
Is Eric now listening?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Eric, for this. This has led to an hour of conversation.
Yeah.
Because we just realized that there's...
So we went from libertarian to now fascist.
Alt-right.
Beach bears are Republicans. Alt-right.
I don't know that beach bears are Republicans. Beach bears might be like hippies or like who don't really...
What are the Berenstein Bears?
They're definitely Republicans.
I was going to say, I think they're like communist. I think they're like...
No.
I mean, all their books are about like how to operate better within the confines of the state society. So, I don't know. I think it might be like...
So if we have a house radio show next semester, we are going to call it the Bear Hour. That is going to happen. And we will only read the Bear PSA.
Oh. I bet we could find other Bear PSAs about, like, make sure you don't scare the bears. And, like, make sure you prevent forest fires, etc. Yeah.
I also think that there's a lot of room for more inventive puns to use for the name. I mean, every radio show name has to have some degree of punmanship.
The Bear Hour is just what...
I mean, you could
say
bare naked. Mm-hmm. You could say loaded for bear.
That was pretty good. That was off the bat.
I've been in the radio for a little bit.
It was so
barely legal.
Oh.
The bare essentials.
Oh. Okay.
Bare necessities, like that song from the Jungle Book.
That might be copyrighted. We'll have to check on that one.
I mean, like, who's gonna actually check?
Right. I mean, it's not like the FCC's listening.
Haley and the Bears.
Okay, this song is by Palace.
Sun down, ever so slow now. Remind me I'm this I've seen, and if it comes to this I know.
Live Well by Palace. So we're gonna just chat for a bit and then sign off and give the floor to hopefully Nolan and Max. I think it's probably their last show. They've been following me for the whole year and they are wonderful and have a really great show. So I'd love to hear their show one more time. But anyway, so how was your first radio experience, Alex? You don't have to talk, you don't want to.
It was great.
It was great? Okay. How about you?
It was great. This isn't my first radio experience.
But this isn't Teddy's
first
radio.
My first radio.
Your first your first Tufts radio experience.
Yes, it was lovely. I had a great time.
He was on Georgetown Radio once.
Yes.
There they cannot they're not fully freeform there.
Are they a real radio station?
Yes, they are.
They cannot talk about
basketball or abortion.
Because it's a Catholic school.
Because it's a Catholic school.
Can they talk
school.
About basketball?
Well, they can't talk about basketball because Verizon owns all the rights to Georgetown basketball.
But wait, so they can't talk about Georgetown basketball, or they can't talk about
I think they can't talk about Georgetown basketball, so they have to refer to it as Rasketball.
Rasketball.
So now Teddy says Rasketball always.
That's not even true.
It is true.
Okay, so favorite fictional bear.
Right now?
Yeah, go.
Pooh Bear.
Okay. Mine's the evil one from Over the Hedge. It's like a villain, but it's really... He's quite large. I don't know. I enjoy him. Bear. He just wants to live.
Someone might need to help me out on this one. It's the bear. It was from like a children's show in like the 90s, 2000s. He was like big and fluffy.
In the Big Blue House?
Yes.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
That one.
The name was Bear.
Bear.
Yes. Okay, he was kind of scary and like
he just seemed like somebody that I'd want as a roommate, you know, just like kind of coming home late at night and like
hanging out talking to the moon.
Yeah.
But that's you as a roommate.
Yeah, well, you know, see, there's chemistry.
Yeah.
Alex, what's your favorite type of bear?
Favorite fictional bear. I would have said Pooh Bear.
Sorry,
but
what about Teddy?
I'd go with Yogi Bear.
Ah. Okay.
Now
oh, what about
that's
the one
fine.
From the Jungle Book?
Oh.
What about the one
Blue
from The Revenant?
Yikes.
Anyone that's hurting Leonardo DiCaprio is a good person.
That's
honestly,
not fictional though.
Honestly,
it's real.
I don't understand why the bear didn't get the Oscar.
It's CGI. Good point.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah,
it was so upsetting.
I'll be honest, I still disagree. I don't think that, I think of all of the Leonardo DiCaprio performances, I think it was, I mean, he, after like the 40 or 50th minute of him being on the ground grunting and screaming, I just kind of like, really?
He put himself into them.
It was really hard to watch.
I feel like there needed to be like aliens or some sort of anything else.
You always kind
just
of
keep the story going, you know. Just
Yeah.
What other notable fictional bears are there?
But all the Berenstains.
All the
Berenstains. Or
Bernsteins. Steins, I believe.
Mateo wanted to talk about the...
So yes, this is a notable conspiracy theory.
We're running low on time, so I'm turning your mic off.
Wow. That was so rude.
Well, I know how you get with conspiracy theories. Okay.
Avril Lavigne isn't real.
Neither is Finland. Okay, speaking of Finland not being real.
Finland's fake.
Our last song is Sufjan Stevens' new collab, which was brought by Nico. Thanks, Nico.
Thanks, Nico.
Who showed me the song. And also told him all about how Finland isn't real.
Finland's
so many
not
new
real,
things.
Guys.
Okay, here's this last song. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful summer. Happy graduation to all the seniors, except for Hunter, because he shouldn't have to graduate. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
And all that I've known to be of life, and I am gentle. You ran off with it all, and I am faithful. And all that I felt within my arms, and I am weightless. You ran off with it all, and I am speechless. And all that I said to get it right, and I am confident. You ran off with it all, and I am steadfast. And all that I thought to be precise, and I am consequence. You ran off with it all, and I am sorry. Restless.